This is David Dixon, General Manager for the Coastside County Water District. CCWD is proud of the safe, high level of quality drinking water and service we provide to our customers located in the city of Half Moon Bay and the unincorporated coastal communities of El Granada, Miramar, and Princeton-by-the-Sea. And in celebration of that fact, I would like to invite you to Water Day, Saturday, May 14th. This special event will be held at the Half Moon Bay High School softball field, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be free goodie bags for the children, free water bottles, and free tap water to fill them up with, and other free treats. There will also be tours of the Nunes Water Treatment Plant. So make plans now for Water Day, May 14th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay School softball field. See you there.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
As you probably are aware by the much ado on TV and in magazines and newspapers, the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton occurs Friday, April 29th. Most of us won't be setting our alarm clocks for the crack of dawn coverage, but I'm certain many will be anxious to see the recorded version later. It is the biggest event since Princess Di and Charles's wedding. So big, it is a national holiday for our friends across the pond, as Jennifer Blott, a Chronicle writer, calls them.
The preparations are rather elaborative, as one would expect, but most of the coverage and ads I have seen are of Kate's engagement ring and her clothes. Has any magazine shown her actual wedding gown?
I don't know, but I'll doubt she'll dress in the opulent Renaissance gowns worn by the Queen. Kate has the most lovely clothes and styles I've ever seen. Being more of a foodie, though, I'm interested in what they'll serve at the reception. If you're looking forward to taking part in this history-in-the-making event, you need only to head to Cameron's Pub for all things British.
Cameron's Pub will cover the royal wedding in a way that is guaranteed to make you feel you were actually there. Patrons can sign the congratulations book that will be forwarded to the royal couple. You'll watch BBC coverage of the wedding while toasting the happy couple with a pint of ale. And if your first name is William, Cameron will buy you the pint of Guinness. If your first name is Kate, he'll buy you a glass of champagne. He'll also offer high tea and scones during the festivities, along with British bangers, shepherd's pie, fish and chips, English pastries, and so much more.
Wow, we grew up on shepherd's pie back east, and I know Moonside Bakery is baking a royal wedding cake that will be cut and served, and I hear there will even be a surprise visit by some royal guests. So, be there or be square, as the saying goes.
You know, Marcia, this is a show about pets. Have you anything to say on the subject?
Well, John, yes, I do. Not only is Friday Royal Wedding Day, it's also National Hairball Awareness Day. But in keeping with the royal theme, do you know how many dogs Queen Elizabeth has owned?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Since getting her first corgi as a birthday present when she was 7 years old, the Queen has owned more than 30 others. She currently has 4 corgis and 4 dorgies, a breed introduced when one of her corgis mated with Princess Margaret's dachshund.
I think you were making this up if I hadn't read it online. Corgis are generally friendly dogs, but they can get irritable. The Queen has occasionally been seen with a bandage on her hand because one of them has given her a nip. In fact, Princess Anne had a dog that was reported for biting someone, and she had to go to court to answer for it. And according to Lord Lucan, Her Majesty has a servant employed whose sole job it is to count the dogs every single day. They have their own wing of Buckingham Palace where they live in the lap of luxury.
Well, crossbreeding of dogs has become quite popular in the United States. No longer are they called mutts. Some of the most popular crossbred dogs are Golden Doodles, which is a golden retriever and a poodle, Cockapoos, a cocker spaniel and a poodle, and Poogles, a pug and a beagle.
And others, according to Marion Gottfried in the Wall Street Journal, are Cavachons, which is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and a Bichon. Schnoodles is a schnauzer and a poodle. And an Aussie poo is an Australian shepherd and a poodle.
Seems like most breeds are mixed with a poodle. Last week, John and I went to see about adopting a rescue that was a Bichon mix. Although this little guy was not for us, we are hoping to come across a Bichon poodle mix, which we hear are called Poojons. So, dear listeners, keep on the lookout for a Bichon mix for us, preferably a small female with poodle or Maltese mix. I've already named her Callie, and I hope to have her in our Pooches on Parade July 4th.
And Marcia and I saw a Morkie that everyone fell in love with. It's a cross between a Maltese and a Yorkie. I wonder if anyone has bred a bulldog with a Shih Tzu yet. I'm afraid you'll have to come up with your own new breed name for this one.
Oh, I'll bet you already have thought of one. Well, even though there's this new designer breed of puppy love, please don't overlook your local shelters and rescue groups. Every animal deserves a loving home.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.